Shalom, everybody. In the very beginning of our parsha, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash in Breishis Rabba Parsha Tzadi Vav. Rashi quotes this Medrash on Perek Mem Zayin Pasuk Chavches, and Rashi says that this parsha, Parshas Vayechi, is a stuma. It's stuma. In other words, usually new parshios have a blank space in the Torah. It's the size or the length of 9 letters. But in the beginning of our parsha, there isn't that break. It just goes straight from the last pasuk in last week's parsha to the first pasuk in this week's parsha. And the question is, why? Why does our parsha need to be stuma? Why does it have to be closed up, so to speak? Rashi offers 2 explanations as to why our parsha is stuma. Rashi's first explanation is this. He says that since our parsha discusses the death of Yaakov, the parsha had to be closed to remind us and to symbolize that at that moment when Yaakov died, the hearts and the eyes of Israel, of Bnei Israel, were closed also because of the pain and the suffering in Egypt. Once Yaakov died, the bondage and the slavery began. Rashi's wording is, Nistimu einehem velibam shel Yisrael mitzaras hashibud sheyischilu l'shabdam. The eyes and the hearts of Bnei Israel became closed because of the misery of the slavery which began then. Our parsha is closed also, just like the eyes and the hearts of Bnei Israel, which began to close with Yaakov's death. That is Rashi's first explanation. However, many Mefarshim ask the following question on this Rashi. In Sefer Shmos, in Parshas Va'era, in Shmos Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes Zayin, Rashi says that there was no shibud, there was no slavery, there was no oppression, as long as the children of Yaakov were alive. So how can Rashi say in our parsha that the eyes and the hearts of Bnei Israel were closed and in pain because of the slavery once Yaakov died? A number of Mefarshim offer various beautiful explanations for this seeming contradiction. The Sifsei Chachamim, Rav Shabtai Bass, he died in 1718. He says on this Rashi, in our Parsha, that the forced manual and physical labor indeed started only after the brothers died. However, once Yaakov died, Paro began persuading Bnei Israel. He began sweet-talking Bnei Israel to begin working for him. That's the peh rach, the soft voice, the soft mouth, so to speak, the charismatic, alluring manner that Paro employed to get the Jews to work for him. It eventually transformed into manual back-breaking labor. But with the death of Yaakov, the process began. It seemed benign at first, and eventually it became all-out slavery. That is the Sifsei Chachamim. The Sfas Emes, Rav Yehuda Aryeh Leib Alter, he was the Ger Rebbe, he died in 1905. He offers a different explanation in the Sfas Emes from the year Tuf Resh Mem Zayin, 5647, which was 1887. The Sfas Emes says also that the physical shibud did not begin until after all of the brothers died in the beginning of Sefer Shmos. But with the death of Yaakov, they began feeling an inner spiritual slavery, a dulling of their spiritual senses. Their eyes and their ears began closing, so to speak, in terms of their avodas Hashem. They started feeling more distant from Hashem. It became harder to serve Hashem with the ease and the freedom that they had experienced until then. That's the Sfas Emes. And finally, we have Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1985. He says this in his Sefer on the Chumash Drash Moshe. Rav Moshe says as well that the slavery and subordination only began with the death of the brothers. And at this point, they did not feel any slavery when Yaakov, right before Yaakov died. They did not sense any oppression. And that, says Rav Moshe, was exactly the problem. They were indeed not free. They were indeed not totally on their own. They were completely dependent on Paro for everything. They were under the terms of someone else, and they didn't even sense that that was a form of shibud. When did they begin to feel it? As soon as Yaakov died. Once he died, they realized, oh my gosh, we need Paro's permission to leave Egypt and bury Yaakov in Israel. Yes, they could have yeshivas in Goshen. Yes, they could wear a yarmulke on the street in Davin in any shul they wanted, but they were under the hand of Paro. They were under the hand of Paro, and they didn't even know it. That was the beginning of the shibud. A Jew is only completely free when he or she is only under Hashem's control, not under foreign rule, and not dependent on another human, even when that human, for now, appears benevolent. Bnei Yisrael learned that the hard way in Mitzrayim, and we in Galus today know that sense of shibud all too well. Have an amazing day, a meaningful and easy fast and productive fast in Mitzvah Hashem on this Aser B'Teves.